Now we look at a little bit of detail at aluminium. In the metallurgy part of the course, you're going to have to indicate how to go from the ore, which is called bauxite, through to pure aluminium. The compound that's used in the smelter is called cryolite, this guy here. So aluminium then, third most abundant in the crust, 8% in our surface composition of the crust. The most common minerals then are silicates and aluminosilicates. So a silicate has got that SiO2 formula. It'll typically be a network covalent compound. If you put an aluminium into the structure, it simply becomes an aluminosilicate. So these things are common. If we take that ore, which is bauxite, you can see Al2O3, so that's alumina. It's got .NH2Os, which means it's got variable number of waters present. And in addition, as we'll see later on, there's a whole lot of other impurities that are present in bauxite. If we clean that up and then turn the alumina into aluminium metal, we've then got a very lightweight, hard, strong, and corrosion-resistant material. Now, the reason for it being corrosion-resistant is as soon as the pure aluminium hits oxygen, it immediately forms an aluminium oxide. It's a very thin oxide film, and that oxide film then is corrosion-resistant. So it's a very useful metal, aluminium. It recycles very well. It's expensive to make at the start. So in Napoleon's day, aluminium cutlery was far more expensive than gold. And the reason was the technology to convert aluminium oxide through to aluminium wasn't there. And so they had to use an extremely expensive route. These days, we've got whole power stations down south in Gladstone. They've got a big bauxite to alumina smelter. Then next door to that, they've actually got the pot line that converts the alumina through to aluminium. Down the track, there's an enormous big coal-fired power station, feeds the entire output straight into that smelter, so you need a lot of electricity